Time rushed past us, slipping away quickly, and I needed her before they tried to separate us, before day broke and the shifters arrived. I wanted my own stink on her before we separated. I needed to make her mine once more. I closed the door with a click, causing her to tilt her head my way, glancing over her shoulder. I moved across the room at my own speed, running my fingers under her hair, twisting it into a bunch, and inhaled her, deep and delicious. "Grant!" she gasped, surprised, her heart hammered in excitement. I continued to use my speed to my advantage, whirling her desk chair around with my foot, never letting my hands leave her face. I planted my lips on hers, pushing my own air into her mouth. I wanted to sustain her, as she sustained me. Animals marked their territory in a variety of ways. Dogs and cats sprayed urine. Bears flaunted their size by scarring trees with their claws, while deer and antelope rubbed their fur on trees and leaves. Each had a way of leaving their scent and odor for other creatures to find. Vampires do the same. I wanted the animals to know she was mine. I wanted Caleb to understand who he was challenging when he dared to threaten her. I needed the shifters to appreciate her value. Amelia's connection to me had to be undeniable and known immediately to anyone that crossed her path. Dropping to my knees, I pulled her down off the chair. "I need you," I muttered between kisses, groping her body. I was afraid for a moment she would run, overwhelmed by my aggression. But instead, she came at me with vigor, pulling my shirt at the collar. The buttons strained, and I reached for her wrists and yanked, pulling it apart. The plastic circles rained to the ground, disappearing into the carpet. Bare-chested, I removed her shirt over her head and impatiently tore off the straps of her bra, one string at a time. I nudged her to the floor, where she sprawled, her elbows cushioned by the soft cotton loops of the carpet. "God, you're beautiful," I said, tugging her pants past her knees. I kissed her knees and licked her inner thighs as she kicked them off her feet. Her pale skin glowed in the dim light, and I ran my hands over every single inch of her. Then I lifted her hips, opening her body to mine. "Mine,"